Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast. Amen. And I have a special announcement. On July the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, amen, praise God, Blog Talk Radio, amen, at 4:30 p.m., we will do our Kingdom Worship 2010 camp meeting. Amen. Our speakers are Reverend Darla Wynn with Solid Front for Christ Ministries, and that will be Thursday. On Friday, we will have Reverend Doris J. Dorsey of In His Presence Ministries, and on Saturday, amen, we will close it out with Evangelist Christina, amen. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Christina, amen. With simply the word, amen, ministry, amen. And I want to see you in the place, amen. I'm excited, amen. This is a camp meeting, our summer camp meeting, amen. Praise God. For God is going to literally, amen, come into the tent meeting, amen, and begin to move and get the glory, amen. Souls are going to be saved, delivered, and healed. Amen. Praise God. And we just want to just come in and just sit down and relax and saturate our souls in the Word. Amen. Praise God. Because the Word is what saves. The Word is what heals. And the Word is what delivers. You know, worship, amen, is adoration. It's adulation, it's veneration, it's love, it's reverence, it's respect to God, amen. Now, praise is a little bit different, amen, but they both work together for the good and for, amen, thank you, Jesus, expressing our feelings, amen, toward God, amen. When we worship, amen, we worship by bowing down oneself to God in reverence for who he is and what he has done or will do for our lives. And we thank him for it. We thank him for the air that we breathe. We thank him for the activities of our limbs. We thank him for, amen, allowing us to see another day. We thank him for the children that we have, the marriages that we have, amen. The worshiping, amen, and praising and giving him the glory for all that he's done for us. Amen. So we literally want to, amen, love him. We want to reverence him. We want to give him that adulation that he's worthy of. We want to literally, amen, respect him for being God and, amen, God alone, because there is no other God. Even though the Bible says there is a God of this world who is Satan, we don't recognize him, amen, because he's not God. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, one of the things that Abraham did, amen, when he built an altar, praise God, amen. He built it, amen, to make sacrifice and to worship God. Amen, praise God. When God called him forth, he literally just said, okay, God. He put down everything and followed God. And then his way of thanking him for what he had done for him and Sarah, amen, he literally began to worship God. Amen, he built altars and he worshiped God. Every time that he would get the instructions from God, go in another direction, he would always worship God. So this kingdom worshipers, amen, thank you, Jesus, 2010 camp meeting is to worship God, to let him know how we thank him for being our God. Amen. So the kingdom worshipers camp meeting, amen, is presenting our first summer camp meeting on Blog Talk Radio. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. In Genesis 8 and 20, when Noah built an altar and made sacrifice of all clean animals after the flood, God accepted that sacrifice, and Noah literally, amen, He praised God. He worshiped God. Amen. Praise God. Whenever worship is made unto the Lord, it is always before or after a breakthrough, amen, or a deliverance, amen, or a miracle that God has performed, or just to say, I thank you, Father. Most often we worship just because, amen, because we want to thank him. We want to love him. We want to show that adulation for him, that my God, that admiration for him, the respect that we need to give him for him being God and God alone. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In Genesis chapter 12, verses 8, Abraham built an altar and made sacrifices, amen, unto the Lord. Worship is made, amen, with sacrifice. Amen. To neglect oneself in order to thank the Lord for instructions, directions, and thanks, and just thank him. Amen. Just to literally just go before him and just say, Lord, I thank you. Amen. And let us look at Abraham's servant. You know, when Father Abraham had sought a wife for Isaac in Genesis 24:26, the form of worship that he did, amen, Abraham's servant now, when he went, amen, to Abraham's kinfolks, amen, and sought a wife for, praise God, thank you, Jesus, Isaac, amen, his servant went, amen, and when he had gotten the answer that he needed from the Lord, amen, he bowed down his head and worshiped the Lord, amen, the God of Abraham. Then he spake out of his mouth, amen. Worship is speaking, telling God, thank you, Father God. Thank you for doing this here. Thank you for doing that. I love you. I bless you. I adore you. And bless the Lord God of his master Abraham. Amen. We bless God when we worship God. Worship is the bowing of the head. That's one way. Amen. For the Lord had led him in the right way in order to get Isaac's, amen, wife. Amen. When you walk, amen, in the Lord, amen, he will lead you in the right pathway, in the right direction in order to receive your blessings. A lot of us haven't received our blessings because we are not going in the right pathway. Amen. And I want you saints to hear this. Hear me. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That are looking for a husband or a wife. You have been looking in the wrong direction to find your husband or wife. He or she, amen, is not in your hometown. Amen. Praise God. Abraham had to send his servant to get Isaac's wife. Amen. In another town, in another city, in another state. Amen. A lot of you been looking for that man, amen, in the same hometown, and God said, no, he ain't the one. Amen. A lot of you been looking for that wife in the same hometown, and he said, no, she would shipwreck your life. Amen. But God said, I want to take you on the outskirts of your city. Amen. Into another town, into another city. I'm going to direct you into another state. Amen. And then there you will see your wife. Amen. You will get your wife. Amen. For that I appointed for you, amen, praise God, is going to bring you joy. But if you get hold and hook up with the wrong person, you won't be able to receive, amen, what I have appointed for your life. So a lot of you have been making mistakes by not stepping out. The Bible said the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. So we worship him, amen, because God is literally moving for us on that behalf. And then we worship him by standing. Exodus 30:3-7. When they saw the cloud, the pillar, amen, thank you, Jesus, descend and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked to Moses, and all the people saw the cloud of pillar stand at the door. All of the people rose up, they stood up and worshiped, amen, God, every man at his tent door. Then you look at John, amen, 9:31. Now we know that God heareth not sinners, but if any man be a worshiper of God and doeth his will, him will he hear it. You must worship God For he heareth you when you worship him. You want to get a prayer through? Begin to worship him. Begin to love upon him. Send him that adoration. Send him that thanks. Bless him. Begin, I'm a shaka. My God, begin to thank him for what he's done. Amen. Then we look at Joshua. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 5:13-15. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, praise God. He looked up and seen, amen, amen, that stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went into him and said unto him, art thou for us or, praise God, or for our adversaries? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he said, nay, but as a captain of the host of the Lord, I am not come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth. We fall on our face. We get prostrate before the God that we serve. And did worship God and said unto them, hallelujah, what said my Lord unto his servant? And the captain of the Lord of the host said unto Joshua, loose thy shoes from off thy foot, for the place wherein thou standest is holy. And Joshua did so. And so we see that Joshua fell on his knees and went prostrate and worshiped the Lord God. God had gotten the victory over Israel's enemy. Praise God. They could no longer go, amen, thank you, Jesus, forward, amen, praise God. Amen. Their enemies, amen. Their enemies were afraid of them, amen. And the word had gotten out, amen, to all their enemies that Israel had a God that will fight their battles. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Joshua, amen. Hallelujah, was assigned by God, amen, to do God's will. Amen. The Moabites, the Amorites, all of those Canaanites, all of those that were around, they began to see that and hear by word that God was the God of Israel, and he brought in the victory, amen, to them. And every nation, amen, that surrounded and was around them, amen, became afraid of them. Amen. God made their enemies afraid of them, and the enemies literally, amen, praise God, wouldn't exact upon them because they were afraid of them, amen, because of God. That's why we worship, amen, God. That's why we give God the glory, amen, praise God. Thank you, Jesus, and thank him for what he's done, because, man, he's able to bring the victory. He's able to do everything but fail. So camp meeting, amen, thank you, Jesus. Kingdom worshipers, amen, 2010 camp meeting is for those that are of the kingdom of God that know how to go in and worship. Billy Graham, amen, and made a quote, the highest form of worship is the worship of unselfish Christian service. Form of praise is the sound of consecrated feet seeking out the lost and helpless. Amen. That was Billy Graham's, amen, form of worship. Amen. Now, the Hebrew word for praise, amen, we told our God, praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then we turn around and we yada God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. We Shabbat God. We Barak God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And the definition of Barak means to kneel down, to bless God as an act of adoration. When used in the scripture, it implies expecting to receive a blessing from the Lord. You know, this is a powerful camp meeting. I got some of the greatest women's, amen, that come on Blog Talk, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. That are powerful, a highly anointed women to speak at this Kingdom Worship 2010 camp meeting. I want to see you in the place. Amen, praise God. I want to know that you're there, amen, listening to, amen, what God has to say to the body of Christ. You need deliverance, some of you. Some of you are caught up in lust, all kind of sins. Some of you need healing, amen, from broken hearts, marriages, and ministries that have set you, amen, apart, amen, and caused you much harm. Some of you need healing, physical healing in the body, where Satan has caused you to be, amen, sick in the body. Well, come to this camp meeting and watch God move. Amen. Remember, our speakers are Reverend, praise God, Dr. Wynn of Solid Front for Christ Ministries. And then we got Reverend Doris J. Darcy with his In His Presence Ministries. And then we got Christina, amen, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Christina, with Simply the Word Ministries. I'll see you in the place.